Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Stephanie.
And this is Jahaira, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Hoy vamos a hablar del caso de Kiara Coles, a woman that went missing from the Chicago South Side.
Y antes de empezar el caso, we again, as always, would like to give you all a heads up.
We will talk about sensitive topics. Queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos también decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. And, you know, if we talk about them, it's just, of course, to get the word out and bring awareness to some of these open cases that we talk about. So now, let's jump in.
Today, we will be talking about the case of Kiara Coles. On October 2, 2018, Kiara, de 26 años y con 3 meses de embarazo, desapareció. She disappeared from the Chicago South Side. Y este caso, casi no hay tanta información, and so that's why we wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, it's definitely a brief episode because, again, like, the information was very limited, pero queríamos traerlo a la luz and, you know, put her story out there because it definitely feels like she did not get much attention. So Kiara estaba bien emocionada de estar embarazada. She was really excited. She would ask her own mother for advice on which milk she should drink during pregnancy, what's the best way to take care of herself. You know, she was going to be a mother for the first time. Y quería estar saludable. She just wanted to take basically like all the measurements that she could. And she just wanted the best for her baby.
Yeah, y también all her brothers and sisters ya tenían hijos, so she was the last one to be pregnant. So todos estaban emocionados con ella. They were excited to see her as a mother. So Kiara y su novio Joshua Simmons ya tenían 6 años juntos, pero parece que no vivían juntos, but like, you know, they were still together in a relationship, and it was now a 6-year relationship.
And so Kiara and Joshua trabajaban en el mismo lugar. They had good jobs and they worked at the U.S. Postal Service.
So the couple was soon to be parents and they both had stable jobs. Pero ella específicamente was doing really well for herself. Ella había cumplido muchas metas. Ella se propuso que iba a obtener un trabajo bueno y que iba pronto tener su propio apartamento y comprarse un nuevo carro. Y lo cumplió.
Kiara y su mamá, Karen Phillips, tenían una relación bonita entre mamá e hija. And I feel like I can relate to this because, again, well, I'm really close to my mom and so are my 2 older sisters. And honestly, they are constantly calling my mom. So,
honestly, I didn't even think about that until now. Like, when we were in college,
yeah,
we talked to our moms every day.
I know. And I feel like people always looked at me like, mm-hmm. That's so strange. But, like, I literally would get up and, like, I would call my mom and just be like, buenos dias, ¿cómo amaneció? And, you know, the same, like, she would ask me the same things and kind of just catch up. Like, oye, mija, ¿qué vas a hacer ahora? And be like, oh, tengo clases and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, in the middle of the day or something, like, I'll shoot her a text. Be like, hey, mom, like, ¿todo bien? ¿Qué está haciendo? You know? And then again in la noche, like, oh, buenas noches, Amaya, me voy a acostar, like, yo estoy en casa. So maybe it's just, like, a healthy mother-daughter relationship?
Yeah, it does depend, I guess, because, yeah. Like, out of all of our housemates, I think me and you were the ones that talked to our moms each day.
Yeah, I think so.
So it was kind of nice having someone doing the same thing, you know?
It wasn't just me.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. And even when we would go out, like, I would always call my mom and tell her that we would go out. And I think somebody once brought it up, like, you tell your mom you're going out.
Okay, I didn't do that. But, like, I would tell her after.
That you, oh, yeah, yeah, you told me that. We did talk about this. And I remember I said, pues, because my mom would always be like, si algo te pasa, no voy a saber dónde buscarte.
That's true.
So like, that's why yeah. It stuck with me. And here we are talking about these cases, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely still doing that. But anyways, back to Kiara and her mom. Karen dice que ella le llamaba a su hija, you know, ese día, pero no contestaba.
And so, like, she didn't think of the worst right away, you know, it's just a missed call.
Mm-hmm.
So she let the day pass by. And this was on October 3rd. And so on October 4th, the next day, ella otra vez le empezó a llamar a su hija y no contestaba. And the phone calls would go straight to voicemail.
And at this point, this is when it didn't feel right to Karen anymore. You know, like the gut feeling that something is wrong, we always say, listen to it. Y Karen va a la casa de su hija Kiara and gets even more worried.
When she gets there, she sees que el carro de Kiara está estacionado afuera de su apartamento. And fue a tocar y nadie contestaba. Y trató de no espantarse tanto porque Kiara was pregnant and she was thinking that maybe she wanted to stay in and rest and, you know, like, she might have not have the energy to socialize.
Yeah,
you know?
Which, I mean, makes sense if she's, like, far along in her pregnancy or, like, maybe even the starting, because I think she was, like, in the starting point. I've heard those are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But Karen was there at Kiara's place and no one was answering the door or her phone calls. So, you know, Karen did what any mother would do, and she called the police to do a wellness check.
And after the wellness check, that's when they realized that she was not home. Law enforcement then started getting more information.
On October 2nd of 2018, Kiara got ready for work like any other day. And there's some security footage from the neighbor's home. And in the video, se puede ver que Kiara con su uniforme de trabajo se va caminando. Y se ve que Kiara va caminando, you know, todavía in her uniform de trabajo. And va caminando, pasa su carro y cruza la calle. Es todo lo que se puede ver de esta cámara. Because, you know, she just walks straight out of the frame and then that's it.
The video is a little strange porque ella camina, pero luego de repente se voltea y camina para atrás, and that's the direction she goes, and then that's when she walks out of the frame. So it's a little weird porque no se ve, like there's no reason for her to turn around.
Yeah.
Like you can't tell si alguien estaba llamando por teléfono or si alguien le gritó de, del otro lado de la calle. She just turned around and walked in the opposite direction. But, you know, there's not that much information on this case. So, like, the video is really just, like, the one clue. Yeah. Pero encontramos un artículo que dice que la familia siempre ha dicho que la muchacha en el video no es Kiara.
La familia dice que la muchacha del video es otra muchacha que trabaja con ella. It seems like the post office was near the apartment, probably like about 4 miles. So I guess it was pretty close, right? Like not too far. Mm-hmm. And it could have been someone else that was delivering mail or just, you know, I don't know. Just
yeah, I think the family did talk to that woman that was in the video and she was able to confirm that that was her. But there is no information
else about it. Yeah. It was just like a very brief, like, just, here's the video, and then that's it. So, after the wellness check, encontraron en su carro el teléfono de Kiara, y su bolsa, y su lonche de ese día, and, you know, along with that, some prenatal vitamins.
También el día que desapareció, she called off from work, saying that she was sick, and she couldn't make it to work that day, which is weird, porque if she did call off, and, like, let's say the woman in the video is Kiara, why is she dressed, you know?
Well, that's true, yeah.
And also, también encontraron su lonche en el carro.
So why would she need a lunch if she wasn't going to work in the first place?
Yeah, so like, did she call off herself? Did,
or
someone,
did someone call for her?
Yeah.
That's true. I feel like if there is, like, the idea of, like, a foul play, I feel like that could be a very big possibility because it just doesn't, it doesn't make sense. Because it seems like she was ready for work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say she was the girl in the video. So she's wearing the uniform. She has her lunch. She's ready to go. But then she calls off work?
Yeah.
Like, something happened along the time. Because maybe even, like, maybe she did start to feel sick. And maybe she did call in.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe something happened in between.
I think in this part of the case, like, this is the biggest gap. Because we don't know when she called off for work.
Like, the time is all kind of up in the air. There's not really, like, a...
Yeah, and I guess law enforcement hasn't really put out that many details on the case. We don't know if it's because they don't want to share to protect the case or if they just don't have the information.
Yeah, it could be either one. But honestly, when we were searching up this case, there really wasn't much information on it, which we thought was really interesting.
Yeah, there was, like, you know, quite a bit of articles on it, but yeah. I feel like every article was repeating the same information. But no new information. So,
yeah. It sucks because you have, like, all these questions and you can't really do much to find the answers, mm-hmm. you know? At this point, both the Chicago Police Department and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service even put a $49,500 reward for anyone that could provide any information on Kiera's whereabouts.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they came up with this, like, reward to motivate people to mm-hmm. come up and, like, speak up about the case if they do have any information. So that's really nice. Y también leímos más artículos y encontramos que el novio Joshua Simmons was actually married. Pero no tenían comunicación él con su, like, esposa, you know? And he actually had children with his partner.
But they weren't, like, together
Yeah, they anymore. Weren't together. Like, she wasn't really in the picture.
Yeah.
But también vimos que Joshua también tenía otra novia que se llamaba también con el mismo nombre, Kiera Smith.
That is, like, the biggest coincidence ever.
Yeah. And también estaba embarazada.
Even a bigger coincidence. Well, not coincidence, but, like, wow, that's crazy. Yeah. When
And they also worked at the same place.
When I read about that, I was honestly really shocked because I was like, what are the odds, right, that your significant other's cheating on you? And then what are the odds that it's with someone who has the same name as you, Kiera? And then to top it off, it's like they both worked in the same place.
Y las dos mujeres, like, knew of each other. They knew que la otra estaba saliendo con Joshua. So this was like a love triangle, but everyone like was aware of it.
An agreement.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Like, I read that they did have, like, disagreements or, mm-hmm. like, there was a little bit of, like,
probably bickering. Or
yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like you have to feel some type of way, mm-hmm. you know?
So,
okay, so the following things we say we cannot confirm porque no hay artículos. Esta información la encontramos en las redes sociales, so it's not 100% accurate, or at least we can't say that it is. Like, we just came across it, but again, we can't confirm or deny it, and we're kind of just like, we're exploring everything here, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like this needs to be said.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of a big part of the case if it is true.
Mm-hmm.
But se dice que Joshua nunca tomó interés en la desaparición de su novia and unborn child. Y que también no ha hablado con la policía. Like, we can't really confirm that.
Yeah.
We don't know if he did, and the police is holding that information to themselves, you know?
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y también Joshua and Kiera Smith, la otra novia, quit their jobs at the postal office soon after la desaparición de Kiera Coles.
I mean, I think we can maybe all agree that this is kind of suspicious.
Very, yeah, it's just super fishy, honestly. Like, first of all, he's not showing interest. If it's true, right? If it's true that he's not showing interest, I think that could be a big red flag. Because I know we've talked about, like, showing emotions. And I feel like showing emotions is very different than showing concern. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, no tienes que estar llorando, no tiene que estar, you know, like, showing all his, I don't know what to say, like, grieving mm-hmm. or, like, any emotion. But, like, just going to the police, talking to the police, you know, trying to find Kiera. And, like you said, stuff like his unborn child. I feel like those are two very different things, you know? And then on top of that, like, the fact que ellos dos dejaron el trabajo, it's kind of like, why?
Yeah, like, if you have nothing to hide and you have a steady job, like, mm-hmm. it's a good job.
Yeah.
So why quit? Like, you're only making yourself look more suspicious.
Right? Like, I don't know. Even if you, like, planned, or I feel like me, right? Like, let's say if I was in his shoes and my significant other was missing, I would probably, like, delay quitting my job. You know? Because then it's pointing fingers to yourself. Like, if you don't have anything, you know, to hide, it's you're only bringing more attention to yourself. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, teach their own, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's something we wanted to include because there's a lot of gaps in this case.
Yeah.
And so
and it frustrates me that we couldn't find, like, the fillers of the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really wish we could tell you all more, but this is literally all we got.
Mm-hmm.
Y las autoridades piensan que there was foul play, but no han nombrado a nadie como persona de interés.
And we read in a couple articles that this case has been suspended because they looked into every lead they had and couldn't really find anything, which honestly, it's kind of sucks, you know, because how are you going to suspend a whole case, you know, like there's a whole family waiting for answers. Yeah. So I just don't think it's very fair.
It's not fair at all. Like, I wouldn't know how to react to that, like saying that they're suspending a case of like a, one of my loved ones missing. Like,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't fix the problem. Like, you can't just close it or like, you know, put it under the rug or something. Like, there's still a family out there.
Mm-hmm. And Joshua Coles, el papá de Kiara Coles, cree que alguien tiene a su hija, that someone has his daughter captive somewhere and she's unable to leave. But, you know, there's no hospital records of her giving birth, no hospital records of her anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is just kind of like his theory. Mm-hmm. But there's no really concrete leads on this theory, you know?
I feel like just holding on to the faith that, you know, she's out there and she's alive and she's okay, you know? Joseph Coles ha hecho todo lo posible por encontrar a su hija. Él mismo ha buscado en edificios abandonados, just anywhere, you know, y dice que no va a descansar hasta que encuentre su hija. He really does believe that his daughter is out there.
Y al principio del caso, Joshua Coles estaba viviendo en Wisconsin, but he moved to Chicago just, you know, to look for his daughter. And y al principio, él estaba durmiendo adentro de su carro afuera del apartamento de Kiara, just waiting for his daughter, for any leads. And I mean, I saw an interview saying, if my daughter's out there and she's cold, then I'm going to be cold too.
My God, that breaks my heart, honestly. Like, that just goes to show, like, el amor de un padre.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I would not be able to, like, peacefully or, like, just even go through, like, throughout my day without thinking of, like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
You know?
Natalie Wilson, the co-founder of the Black and Missing Foundation Incorporation, said that cases like this one and many more are stereotyped as being involved in some type of criminal activity, or that's the life that's lived in that particular community or neighborhood, so their lives are not valued.
Natalie Wilson, que es la co-founder del Black and Missing Foundation Incorporation, dice que casos como este típicamente los ponen en una categoría que hay en una categoría que ellos piensan que típicamente hay actividad criminal que tomó lugar en el caso o que básicamente, you know, porque esta persona viene de un barrio o de una comunidad que está, you know, llena de violencia o poverty, pobreza, que sus vidas de ellos no son tan valuadas como alguien que viene de una clase más alta.
Yeah, I think this statement is very true and sad because we see this again and again with the cases that we, like, choose.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like, I feel like with, like, the exception of a few, the majority of the cases that we talked about, it's been really hard to research because there's, like, very limited information or I know we had, like, some potential ones that just, honestly, like, it's just, oh, this is what happened and that's it. Like, nothing else is really being done about it. And it sucks, you know, porque estas son personas que también tienen una vida and I feel like everyone should just have, you know, like, I don't know how to say it, like, the same resources, like, everyone deserves to be safe and to feel safe, you know?
Yeah, and also, like, out of the cases that we have covered, we see the differences, you know, how they're treated, how, from the very beginning, they say that they needed to wait 24 hours or even more for them to even report a loved one missing.
Yeah.
And,
Or, like, sometimes the language barrier.
The language barrier,
you know, how we
saw
in Diana's case, like, su mamá de ella batalló para tener una interpreter, which is something that she shouldn't have to be waiting around for.
Yeah, so exactly that. These cases are not being valued.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Lorraine's case.
Another example.
Yeah. A whole family goes, what, 18 years, right?
Yeah, 18 years. And all because the police never thought twice about confirming if he was home safe and sound, or even telling them about the John Doe that they found the next day. It just, you see it over and over again. I don't know. I just don't understand why it's not so obvious to everyone,
mm-hmm.
of these, like, discriminations. And
so this is why we wanted to bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did find, you know, quite a bit of articles, and mm-hmm. We did see other people covering this case. But I mean, if this case is suspended, I feel like it shouldn't be. That's why we wanted to, like, bring it up.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, kind of
make her story known, make
yeah.
her known, you know, because Kara Cole is still missing today. And it would be great if we could all acknowledge her case and, you know, take a look at her picture and see if, like, maybe, you know, if you're in the area of where she went missing, you know, anything can be a potential lead. And so, you know, quick description of Kara. She is 5'4". And she weighs around 125 pounds. She has black hair, brown eyes. Tiene un tatuaje de un corazón en su mano izquierda. Y tiene otro en su espalda que dice Lucky Libra. And another of a jaguar's head on the back of her shoulder. Y también tiene las palabras Love My in a design on her chest.
And her baby is also missing. At the time that she disappeared, she was only 3 months pregnant. And so her baby would have been born April 2019.
Wow.
So
yeah.
The baby now would be
almost a year,
almost 2 years.
Oh yeah, we're in 2021.
Almost two years. Yeah. So I mean, let's do anything that we can, mm-hmm. and help if we can. So if you have any information, please call the Chicago Police Department's Area South Special Victims Unit at 312-747-8274.
And again, I know sometimes it's hard, like, to speak up and, you know, come up and talk to the authorities, but just remember, on the other side, there is a family still waiting for their daughter. Thank you for listening to this week's episode.
See y'all next week.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you,
even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.